back in session, really this time. Members, thank you, and people who are here with us, thank you for being patient. We obviously have all had a few other things to do. Representative Coles and I got to go chat somewhere else for a while and on a different topic. But we've got a couple items that to complete this, and then I think we're done. On one of them, Representative Vandeveer pointed out about the effective date, which while we adopted in Section 10, is the day following enactment. And we thought that the regular timing of August 1st might make a bit more sense for people to be able to kind of figure out how they're doing things and make sure people know. And then the other piece that we had was within the suitability language, and we have some language that council has worked on with a lot of input from a number of members, and we start with that section, pass that out and do that, and then we'll go ahead and do the enactment as the last thing.
I'm curious, is it the one that's dash 2?
Yes. Yes, Senator Chen.
Yes.
It could be helpful if council just walked us through. We've obviously talked about a number of issues, trying to have a little bit more clarity. I think we've achieved some clarity. Probably we know that there are some people that are here that will still have some concerns with this, but we're hoping that we're a lot closer to what we're hoping to accomplish. Mr. Stay?
Madam Chair, members of the conference, thank you. I have the language. It the significant new concept here is the first clause, which requires this to occur, the suitability check on the part of the lender occurs prior to referring the borrower for the counseling, the independent counseling, which is contained in this bill under Subdivision 8. The lender must have reasonable grounds for believing that a reverse mortgage loan is suitable and must make reasonable inquiries. The rest of the language is similar to what has passed out earlier. We took Senator Scheid's idea of reversing costs and benefits to read a little better and scrap the idea of some sort of comparison with all other loan options that may be available to the borrower in the market, and just as part of the list of data points include other financial options available to the borrower in line 11 there, and that's basically it.
Thoughts from members? Any discussion?
Just a comment. Thank you, Madam Chair. I know there's still some significant discomfort with this language, and it's, I guess it's my hope that as we move forward, we can figure out whether this is working, whether it's not. My hope is that this is not going to impede the offering of these products, which I happen to believe are very good products for a lot of people here in Minnesota, and you know, I certainly take some of the testimony we heard before at its face that we're taking a risk here as a legislature that some of these institutions are going to reassess whether they want to offer these products here in Minnesota. I hope that this isn't putting them in a position where they're not comfortable doing that. I do think I appreciate the work of several members as we kind of talked about this and thought about it some more. I still continue to have a little bit of, I guess, concern as to, you know, we're treading new ground here, or whatever, cutting a new path, whatever the right metaphor is. I think we've made some changes, and I will certainly be supporting the amendment. So I appreciate the work.
Thank you. Others? Anybody else? Do you like to move the amendment? I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable because I know Representative Davenny will if you don't feel comfortable.
Let's let Representative Davenny.
All right. Well, let Representative Davenny
so move.
But I appreciate that. Any further discussion? On the Daphne amendment, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion is adopted. And lastly, I believe on the Sarah Vanderveer moves in section 10.
The effective date. Are we supposed to move it off the Senate?
We could just delete the section, I believe, and
we
then
could.
The August 1st.
What are we deleting it from?
Section 10.
Delete section 10. Does that do it?
Yep. That makes it August.
So moved.
Further discussion? All in favor of the Vanderveer motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion is adopted. Anything else? Anything anybody wants to say before we.
Madam Chair. Before we close up here, let me extend my appreciation for the significant time you've put in, even just today, on pulling this conference together and working with members bipartisanly and across both bodies to get us to a place that I think really demonstrates a depth of discussion and conversation and reflection and an attempt to do what I always try to do in my work as chair of the Labor and Consumer Protection Committee is find that balance point that recognizes, as Representative Cole said, this is an appropriate product for some people. And then to step off from that, this is not an appropriate product for other people in other situations. And striking that balance, allowing people the freedom to make their own mistakes, but also assuring that what is out there is solid and positive for folks when they choose it. And I think through a lot of hard work, we've found that sweet spot here. And I appreciate the efforts of all the committee members on both sides and the staff as well, who've been very helpful throughout the day and throughout this process. Some of them going back to, I think, January. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Others? I want to thank you all as well, Representative Dabney. You put a lot of work in this yourself. I do think that in the midst of a day where perhaps stress and tension is flying a little bit about this place as we're nearing the end of session and everybody's still trying to figure out how we're going to make things work, that the work that people sitting around this table have done today is really what this is all about. I know I'll speak for myself. It's why I'm here. It's about making sure we're talking to each other long enough and listening and recognizing that maybe we haven't figured everything out yet, but that we can find some common ground and some common agreement. And I think we all have a commitment that if there's things that we need to reflect on at a future date, that we're going to come back here and do that. And I think being proactive will help us learn from the lessons that Sarah Scheid was talking about earlier, because really that's been one of the things that's been frustrating over the last couple of years, is that maybe we didn't have some foresight and perhaps we were understandably cautious and timid maybe a little bit of cutting a new path. But I think caution is something we want to do, and hopefully we will be able to move forward in a good way. So thank you too to staff and everybody else. And Representative Dabney, do you have a motion, since you've been making some good motions tonight?
Would it be a motion to adopt the report as amended?
I believe it would. All in favor of the Dabney motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. The motion is adopted. Committee report is complete. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for letting me come. I really appreciate it, Chris. I know you have a lot of
Oh, yes.
Good to see you always, Paul.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yep.
Jean was just showing me some of the Northwest Human Services Council. You're at Ollie. Yeah. They got an award for making a generous donation. I think $30,000 pounds of food, and then some cash. Yeah. So I just want you to know that I knew that.
Oh, yes. Good night, Lisa.
Good night. So, yeah. So, how are things there? You don't know, right?
Get out of here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do both.
Yeah. Oh, you really do? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, I was on a call today I had my brother and my 4-year-old nephew here today, and I got a and then I got a call, and so I had to be on a conference call for 45 minutes while I'm walking around here.
How old is your brother? I mean, he's...
He's 34.
Oh, okay, so he, so you could leave him, yeah, for a minute, yeah. I thought might be a little kid.
Appreciate it all.
Good night, Paul.
Take care.
So...
Thank you, Charlie.
Hey, you're too tired to get up and go? Good night. So... Oh, well, Ben. And, oh, man, I'm starting to get pretty darn excited about...
Oh, sure.
I'll keep it in the file.
The governor done?
No.
Good job, Tara.
Awesome.
So hard.
Very good. All right, thank you.
I have to make a couple trips up, but I think that'll be okay, as long as you get all stacked.
Do you have basically the policy that if they've left...
No.
Psycho?
Yeah, I'm a masterful.
No, I left that, so I didn't want to...
Super.
I took the stuff I needed. Thank you.
Awesome.
Do you need me? Oh, no, she's got... Do you want me to take my nameplate, Charlie? Would that help?
Yeah. Actually, can I give you the three I borrowed from the office? You, Vandermeer.
Oh, Chris.
We should probably turn off the tape, Charlie.
Thank you.
We should probably turn off the tape.
Oh, yeah.